My friend Mel tells me to meet her at the B-Town ConfuCon. Just like you'd expect, it's located in a convention center with all the architectural personality of an aerosol can. I didn't realize I'd landed in a software convention until I smell the footwear. The food court's even worse. Smells like evil. Or heavily fried food, I can't tell which.
I'm confused.
Clearly. You think light-emitting diodes hold the key to happiness?
No, it's all the choices here. I need direction. Do I start with steak au pois or dog on a stick?
If you have to ask, you're already hopeless, swag boy. Mel's gotta be here somewhere. I dodge the executive hangers-on, instantly recognizable by their inability to move more than 5 feet away from the boss. Cut the umbilical, boys. Do you know that your ear is blinking Morse code? Let's see. L-O-S-E-R.
I'm hoping the boss will notice. I've been copying him on 30 threads a day. I use the word synergy in every conference call. I'm even using his brand of heresy now. But he hasn't pinged me with an attaboy for weeks. What do I have to do besides clean his keyboard with my tongue?
He'll notice if you can manage info for him in an instantly digestible manner.
You mean like when I pre-chew his food?
Yeah, except without the part where I vomit. Look, you clearly need some results-oriented contextual extensibility. But I'm not your customizable menu system.
But you do seem loaded with desirable feature sets.
Not interested, Gadget Boy. Both of those booth boys have a point. How do you get the info you need when you need it? There she is. Mel, I don't get it. You're a foodie. Why torture us both at this confusing food court from hell?
Because, like the Cylons, I have a plan. I'm going to get rid of this culinary train wreck and replace it with a ribbon bar. I have a dream that one day, cumbersome menu systems that force humanity to waste precious time finding what they want will be replaced with a lush and richly appointed menu that sees what you're doing and offers intelligent choices. If you're ordering the veggie light sandwich, a pimply kid is not going to pester you with,
"Hey, lady, you want fries with that?"
The menu will present a lovely display of rabbit food as side dish options.
You mean it's results-oriented?
Yes. You don't want a grind sausage. You just want a giant kielbasa, like now.
But what if I just want my coffee hot and my grease greasy?
The ribbon bar is backward compatible, Miss Thing. It speaks French, Italian, Calm, and VBA.
Wow. It's like living in an extensible world, and I am an extensible girl.
Imagine an interface that works the way you want it to work. If Contoso Food Corp wants access to the catering gallery, they've got access to the hottest real estate in town, the Ribbon Bar.
I hear you about extensibility, Mel. But what if I want soft serve, and the menu's showing variations on General Tso's chicken?
The options are all based on context, O Cynical One. It's gonna pop up with dessert options extraordinaire.
Forgive my disbelief, Mel. As a woman, I'm not accustomed to having my needs understood.
It's contextual. So click on Choco Sauce, and it's not going to make you build a sundae from the nuts up. And it's not going to give you options for truffle soup when all you want is a sugar high. Voila. Instant gratification.
Instant gratification. What more could a girl want?
Well, extensibility, context, results. See, we'll be able to partner with a coffee company, and they can add an espresso bean sundae to the dessert tab. It all looks seamless to the customer. Envision it, and it is so.
6 months later, and I'm back in the aerosol can at what used to be the food court. I see the executive hanger-on, pre-chewing his boss's food. Clearly, he's found some desirable feature sets here in the ribbon bar. And our swag grubber's found the direction he seeks. Can happiness help but follow? I look around, and I see valuable customizable real estate. Over there, in the corner, they're serving Kool-Aid. I drink it.